So tonight, we're going to begin either a one or two part series on the halachas of making an early Shabbos, which is starting to be, you know, halach l'maisa now that Pesach is over. June is coming, long Friday afternoons are coming, long Shabbos days are coming, and sometimes it's very convenient to make an early Shabbos. So let's, before we get to the halachas, let's talk about a little bit of a history lesson. Is this a new convenience that we sort of imagined for ourselves and created for ourselves, sort of the way that Mechiras Chametz didn't exist in the time of certainly the Gemara nor the Rishonim, not even the Shulchan Aruch, and because of necessity we sort of created it. So is making early Shabbos also, you know, we suddenly found something we could rely upon, and or is it just, you know, classical halacha? So I'll tell you a story. The story goes back to the Trumas Hadeshan. The Trumas Hadeshan lived, he's an Ashkenazi, one of the great Ashkenazi poskim, lived in the 1400s, early 1400s in Austria, so that's Ashkenaz land. And he tells a story from that he's relating as a history lesson, so it's before that, before the 1400s, in the city of Krems, I don't know where that is, but it's on the river Dunai, is that the Danube? Anyone know? Anyone? No? No European, Austrian history majors or something like that? So he tells a story about the city of Krems that they had the custom, thank you very much, they had a custom to daven Mariv Friday night early. Then they'd all go home, eat dinner together, each family together. Then they would all meet up together in a central location, and the entire community, including the Rav and the poskim of the community, would all take a stroll together along the river Dunai, Danube maybe, and then they would return home, and all that would happen before nightfall. So you see, at least from that story, and this is the custom of the city, the city of Krems, that they obviously made early Shabbos, very early Shabbos it sounds like. In fact, it sounds very unusually early. It sounds even earlier than we would normally allow Shabbos to be made, but we'll talk about that in a moment. That's one history lesson. Another history lesson. In the olden days, people couldn't afford to have extra meals. So, if, for example, somebody was going to get married, and they wanted to have a suda for their wedding. So when did they get married? Exactly. Friday night. Oh, but you can't get married on Shabbos. So they'd get married right before Shabbos, so that they could have their seuda as the Friday night meal, which anyway, they're making a bigger, you know, they're having an extra little piece of herring for Friday night because it's Shabbos. So this way they sort of kill two birds with one stone, and they could have their Shabbos meal and a wedding meal. Well, it says there that the history lesson that the Trumas Hadeshan tells us is that they used to do that also, make an early Shabbos, so I assume they wanted people to be able to go to the wedding and get home while it's not too dark. Or something, they didn't want it to be too late, or maybe the meal would be very long, they didn't want people to stay out too late. So once again, they made when they had these Friday night wedding meals, they also made a very early Shabbos. And this source is the earliest source that I know of for the model that we're familiar with in terms of the, going back probably to before the 1400s. Okay, but before I talk about what we call early Shabbos, let's talk about something that is halach l'maisa all year long. And that is Tosefes Shabbos, adding to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, is Tosefes Shabbos, I'll give you a few choices. Is it a Minhag Tov, called Minhag Tov or Midas Chasidus? Is adding to Shabbos, taking Shabbos early, a Chiyuv Midrabanan? Or is it a Chiyuv Midaraisa? Let's take a vote. Who says it's a Midas Chasidus? Okay. Half a minute or so. Who says the Chiyuv Derabanan? You voted twice.
Oh.
Who said it's a Chiyuv Daraisa? Anyone? Anyone hold it's a Chiyuv Daraisa? At least one person holds, and a few people just don't hold anything. So let me share with you what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Shabbos, Reish Samach Aleph. That's 261, writes that there is a mitzvah asay mida oraisa to add on to Shabbos before Shabbos and after Shabbos. That means you have to take Shabbos in a little bit early and you have to end Shabbos a little bit late. Where do we learn it out from? If it's a mitzvah oraisa, that means there has to be a pasuk. What pasuk? So the pasuk by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, if you remember the pasuk that we read on the lineage of Yom Kippur, Me Erev Ad Erev Tishpesu Shabbatchem. It's a funny language, Erev Ad Erev. You have to do Yom Kippur from night to night. Well, we know how long a day is. A day is from the beginning of the evening to 24 hours later. So anyway, from that pasuk, it teaches us that you have to start early and end late. Okay? And what does it say there? Tishpetu Shabbatchem. You shall Sabbathize your Sabbath, or whatever else you want to say. So therefore, we learn from there that any other area where the word Shabbos is used, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, well, have the same halacha as Yom Kippur, and have to have Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. That is a mitzvah, asei midaraisa, not to do malacha a little bit before Shabbos starts and a little bit after Shabbos is over. So, if you think to yourself, what time is candle lighting? It's 5:20. What time, therefore, is Shkia? 5:38. Great, I could do everything I have to do until 5:38. That is, besides being very dangerous because you're playing with fire, that's also wrong, because there's a chiyuv mitzvah saseh d'araisa to accept Shabbos early. Now, it's not that you violate an issur d'araisa. It's not a negative mitzvah that you can't do malacha during that time. It's just a positive mitzvah that you do have to accept the kedusha of Shabbos, which just means not to do malacha. So therefore, if a person can organize their Fridays, it's certainly easier this time of the year not to do malacha from candle lighting. That's ideal if you can. This way, those extra 18 minutes before Shkia does constitute your Tosefes Shabbos. You're adding to the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is ideal and a great thing to do, and you'll also be safer in terms of not getting too close. Now, this question comes up. Let's talk about Tosefes Shabbos, and then we'll apply it to making an early Shabbos. Let's say you lit candles. Again, let's say, come on in. How are you? Come on in. Let's say you lit candles at, let's say Shabbos, pick a number. What time is Shabbos this past week? 7:23. So that means Shabbos, candle lighting is 7:23. 18 minutes later is Shkia, which Shabbos really starts at 7:41. Let's say around 7:25 you lit candles. Your roommate did not light candles. Could you ask her to do malacha for you? Oh my gosh, I left the light on in my room. Could you do me a favor and turn off the lights in my room? What do we say? Yes, okay. Could you ask a guy to do malacha for you during the time that you accepted Shabbos? Yes, okay. Therefore, just take that same thing that you do on a regular Friday, and the same thing applies when you make an early Shabbos. If you make an early Shabbos at, I don't know, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, whenever they make early Shabbos, and you lit candles, and you went to shul and did and daven kabbal Shabbos and Maariv, and you made kiddush, and you're in the middle of a seuda, and all of a sudden you realize that you left your light in the bedroom. What do? You knock on your next door neighbor, whether he be Jewish or non-Jew, and you say, "Please turn off my light," just like that. "Please turn off my light." There's no iser of Amir Lenachri, nor Amir Le Yisrael. I was once in my in-law's house in Eretz Yisrael, and we made early Shabbos, and we left a certain light off that we wanted on, and we got nervous because everyone around there is Jewish, so there's no Shabbos guy to help out when you need a Shabbos guy. But then I realized that just because we made early Shabbos, the people next door who are Jewish don't make early Shabbos. So we took care of it using this halacha. Okay, so we make early Shabbos. We always make early Shabbos, but we can make an earlier Shabbos. We call early Shabbos. How early could we make early Shabbos? Here, the halacha that applies to how early you could accept Shabbos is a halacha that applies in lots of different areas. Let's say you're going on a trip. A few of you had this shiloh or similar shilohs on Hanukkah time. Let's say you were going away, you had a dinner, you had a bar mitzvah, Hanukkah in the evening, you're leaving your apartment at like 4:45. It's not Shkia till 5. So could you light your Hanukkah candles then, or should you light when you come back? So the earliest time to light Hanukkah candles, anyone remember? Plag HaMincha. When is Plag HaMincha? It's a harder question. What? You remember, really? What? An hour and a quarter before Shkia. Yeah, so Shkia is 6 o'clock, let's say on an even day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 6 p.m. is Shkia. An hour and a quarter, that means 4:45 is Plag HaMincha. We're not going to get into how we get Plag HaMincha, but it's an hour and a quarter, but it's a tricky hour and a quarter. It's an hour and a quarter that are based on the size of the hours of the day. So during the summer, an hour and a quarter is really an hour and 30, 35 minutes. During the winter, an hour and a quarter is really like, you know, 60, 65 minutes. But the range of an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that's as early as I could light Hanukkah candles. That's the earliest time that I could daven Maariv. That's the earliest time I could accept Shabbos. That's the earliest time I can light Shabbos candles. That's the earliest time, and we'll see more things that are going to be dependent on Plag HaMincha. Basically, what I'm really saying is that Plag HaMincha is the earliest possible time that we can define that it's nighttime. When does the day end? Usually we assume Shkia or Tzeis. The earliest possible time that we could even imagine it ending and doing nighttime halachos is from Plag HaMincha, 4:45, an hour and a quarter before Shkia. So therefore, of course, if you want to light Shabbos candles before, you want to make early Shabbos, the earliest possible time that you can make early Shabbos is, again, on a 6-to-6 day, 4:45 p.m. Let's say now, Shabbos, we said Shkia is at around 7:40 this week, last week. So this week is probably about 7:45. I'm assuming the hours are longer now, so let's say probably 6:10 or 6:15 is the earliest, is approximately Plag HaMincha, about an hour and a half before Shkia now, because days are, hours of the, during the summertime, the hours are a little longer, so the days are a little long. So the hour and a quarter becomes an hour and a half or so. So 6:15 would be the earliest time you could accept Shabbos. You know what that also means? I'll tell you a story that happened right here in this room. And taught me a great lesson. It taught me a halacha, this halacha, which I did not know until that story. A few years ago, Rabbi Meirbruch Shlita, before he moved to Pesach, was the Rav here before myself. And they davened early. They had an early mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, and Maariv here. And they started mincha right around 10 minutes before Plag. A mincha, let's say, we said Plag HaMincha is at 6:15. They started mincha at 6. Then there was Plag HaMincha. We'll see why, how that works out. And then Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. And of course, there were men downstairs and a handful of women upstairs who also wanted to make early Shabbos. So after Mincha, Rabbi Meirbruch, or maybe before Mincha, Rabbi Meirbruch got up and said, all the women who came to daven here, I assume you already lit candles, because otherwise why would you be in shul if you didn't light candles yet? You're not going to daven Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, and then light candles, very Shabbos for you once you daven Maariv. So I assume you all lit candles. Well, I have bad news for you. Mincha started 10 minutes before Plag. So if you came here already having lit candles, you lit candles before Plag HaMincha. Your candles and your bracha were levatala, worthless, meaningless, insignificant. Please go home, light candles with the bracha because you were not yothi whatsoever after Plag HaMincha. I guess when Mincha was over, they usually arrange it around then. After Plag HaMincha, it's now possible to accept Shabbos. Light your candles, they will now be significant. Accept Shabbos, that will also be significant because you can accept Shabbos once it's Plag HaMincha and come back and hopefully you'll get here for Maariv or something around Maariv. Yes? Well, you could accept Shabbos early. The earliest you could accept Shabbos is before, is at Plag HaMincha. Yeah, yeah, because if you do it early, then you missed it. Then you didn't do light candles. You didn't. Oh, so then when you, so that wasn't an acceptance. If you accept Shabbos, say, I hereby accept Shabbos upon myself now. That's a meaningless, those are meaningless words if it's before Plag HaMincha. I'm sorry? No, accepting Shabbos itself, even unrelated to lighting candles, that act of accepting Shabbos is only a meaningful act, is only a significant act after Plag HaMincha. Before Plag HaMincha, you can't accept Shabbos, it just doesn't work. It's like accepting Shabbos, you know, Monday night. You know, I could say, I'm hereby accepting Shabbos, it's meaningless, it doesn't do anything. Good? First, your name. You're new here. Yocheved? Okay, Rachel's. Let's meet your sister. Okay.
So, some people live like candles, not having a mind, except Shabbos.
Excellent question. So, let's say when you light candles, you make a specific. Normally, when women light candles, it's automatic, unless you make it tonight. So, let's say you make it tonight, a condition that I want my candles to not be accepting Shabbos because I want to drive to shul. So I could get to, you know, in Boca, we live far away from our shul, so we have to drive to shul. And I'm going to light without accepting Shabbos. And then when I get to shul, Kabbalah, I'll say al daven mincha, also before Shabbos, and then Kabbalah Shabbos, I'll accept Shabbos. That lighting candles will still only help you if it's after Plag HaMincha. If you lit candles before Plag HaMincha, even though you're not accepting Shabbos for another half hour until you drive to shul, daven mincha, and then you'll accept Shabbos, but the lighting candles were meaningless. So you'll have to wait home till it's Plag HaMincha. And basically, if a woman wants to light candles after Plag and get to shul, she's probably not going to get there for mincha. Or she has to daven mincha. Or she'll have to work out the times at the early Shabbos minyanim. Yes. Any other questions about this? Okay. Just in general, how do we accept Shabbos? So we just mentioned that presumably we accept Shabbos by lighting candles. That's what the Bahag writes. The Bahag writes that once Bahag is the Baal Halachos Gedolos, he wrote a sefer called the Halachos Gedolos. Hence we call him the Baal Halachos Gedolos, the master of the Halachos Gedolos. An early Rishon, he writes that whenever you light candles, that's when Shabbos starts. And others say, no, Shabbos doesn't start with candles, but rather, what makes Shabbos begin? When does a person accept Shabbos? What? I don't want to say no, because you're almost right. Maariv, yes, Baruch Hu. When you say Baruch Hu, when you answer Baruch Hu to the Chazan, or if you're at home, the first line of Maariv, if you're not with a minyan, that's when you accept Shabbos. The reason why I didn't want to say no to you is because the Mishnah Berurah writes that nowadays, when we all say Kabbalah Shabbos, which is a newish invention, it's only about 500 years old, as opposed to Baruch Hu and Maariv, which is thousands of years old, nowadays that we do all say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, so actually the Rama already comments that saying Mizmor Shir will constitute Kabbalah Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says even nowadays that we say not just Mizmor Shir, but we have Lecha Dodi. So at the end of the Chadodi, when we say Boi Chala, Boi Chala, we're sort of inviting the Shabbos queen. Those words are the words that accept Shabbos. Now, why is it so important to get nitpicky here? Because imagine the following. It happens to me every once in a while. You're running late. I guess I'm running late to Mincha. Get to Mincha during Shemona Esther. You're not supposed to do things. You're supposed to daven. Okay, so you finish davening, and then quick Chazaras Shas, and all of a sudden you notice there's this little cuticle. Is it just me? You know, it's that little cuticle, like on that pinky, that's just driving you a little bit insane. And you're sort of one, let's say early Shabbos, but it's a regular Shabbos, it's already too late, it's close to Shkia. Let's say early Shabbos, and that cuticle, and you know you're not going to make it 25 hours with that, you know, with that little cuticle hanging there, or like that nail that sort of just started to come off, and you're just itching to just, So now it's very significant to know when does Shabbos exactly begin. You're in the middle of, all of a sudden, you're like an anabachach, and you realize it, and you start feeling it, and your thumb can't let go of it, and you're like rubbing back and forth, and saying, is it Shabbos, is it not Shabbos? Is it not Shabbos? Now you know. Before Boi Chala, you could take care of it. Once you said Boi Chala, you're going to have to live the next 25 hours with that cuticle hanging there. Okay, I'm sorry, ladies, but that's life is hard. It's not easy to be a Jew, right? I'm sorry. Obviously, if a person already accepted Shabbos by when they lit their candles, yes. But if you're in shul for mincha, you probably didn't accept Shabbos yet, because if you were at home and you lit candles and you still planned on going to shul for mincha, so I hope you made a tnai, a condition when you lit candles that I'm not accepting Shabbos because I still want to have a mincha, a Friday afternoon mincha. So, but you're right, if you did accept Shabbos when you lit candles, then your cuticles are stuck. Yes?
On that topic, is it preferable to daven mincha before you light, or is it okay to
That's a good question. I didn't research. It's a very good question. Meaning, if I want to be a lechatchila Jew, so is it better for me to accept Shabbos early? Well, you're not accepting Shabbos, you're just lighting. No, it's probably better, everything being equal, it's probably better that let your lighting accept Shabbos. If there are other situations, like whatever they might be, then I don't know. I'd have to look into it. I'm not sure. Good question.
Wouldn't there be a household where, like, the
Yes, that's going to be the end of this, either today or tomorrow or next time. Yes, that we'll talk about in the end. And you lit candles, and you're a woman.
And you're a woman. Yeah.
That's an excellent question. It happens to people, especially early Shabbos, and when you're sort of rushing, and you get home, you get ready, and all of a sudden it's the candle lighting, and then you realize you're in Tam Mincha. That is a problem. How to deal with that problem, I have to do a little more research. It's a little bit complicated, but that is a problem. If you send me a text message, I could try to check it out. I'd love to check it out. If you send me a text message to remind me. Yeah. Rachel? You okay?
Voicemail.
It's disgusting people don't turn off their phones. Yes. So you're saying, let's say you're being Yotzei Hadlaka Sneros with somebody else. So does that bind you?
Does that bind you? Like if you say yourself it's Shabbos, does that bind you with that said Mincha or Shabbos?
Were you you usually daven Mincha, you're planning on davening Mincha, and you said, I'm accepting Shabbos? That's not a good situation. To have accepted Shabbos, that's what you just asked, to accept Shabbos when you still didn't have Mincha yet, when you want to still have Mincha. What? So now you know what to do. Now have Mincha first, then accept Shabbos. Or if you're lighting candles, say I'm lighting candles with a tonight, with the condition that I'm not accepting Shabbos till after I finish Mincha. The moment I finish Mincha, then I'm accepting Shabbos. That's a good solution. Good? If you say with your mouth, I'm accepting Shabbos, that's the same thing as saying, Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala. Right?
Okay. What if you don't say Shabbos?
So by saying the words, I accept Shabbos, that's the same thing as, it effectively is the same thing. Remember, the words Bo'i Chala, Bo'i Chala are not ancient, you know,
that word.
What? You're saying, could you accept Shabbos with your brain?
Yeah.
Meaning, let me understand what you're saying. Half an hour before Shabbos, when Shabbos starts.
Right.
Let's say half an hour before Shabbos, I sit there, and I think, I'm hereby accepting Shabbos right now. You'll hear that in my brain? I'm hereby accepting Shabbos. But I didn't say a word. Now I want to peel off that nail, right? Could I? That's your question. That's a serious question. I don't remember. Is there acceptance of Shabbos in your mind without Dibur B'peh? I think I saw somebody talking about it, but I don't remember what they said. So you could, again, text that to me. I could try to look it up.
If someone has you in mind, and they're lighting, and they accept Shabbos, does that mean you have to accept Shabbos, or you can have your own?
They can't force their mind upon you. If you had in mind that when they light, you're also going to accept Shabbos, that might be a different question. But they can't force you into a corner. I'm going to make a Shabbos for her. She's going to be stuck on the A train. She'll have to leave her pocketbook. No, she can't.
Like they're lighting, right?
Who's her roommate, by the way?
I knew
that.
You asked them to have you in mind, but you want to still have the 18 minutes. Is that possible?
Oh, you want to play? You want to have your cake and eat too? You want your roommate to light candles for you, but you also don't want to accept Shabbos when she lights candles. That might be doable, actually. Because lighting Hadlakas Neros is a din that your Shabbos has to have candles, but you're not accepting. Yeah, I think that could probably work. I think so. Yes?
So are the two things lighting candles and accepting Shabbos, are they, is there anything besides the Shabbos that's connected with the candles? Meaning, for example?
Yeah, they're a mitzvah in and of itself. It's a mitzvah to have my mother, let's say I was in the dormitory, and I went to Daven Mincha, and then Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv. I still had to turn on a light in my room, even if it's not a candle light with a candle with a flame, I had to turn on the bathroom light or turn on the light, you know, night light or something, because it's a halacha that you must have a light somewhere in your house to give you light for Shabbos, for Kavod Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. That's a separate mitzvah. It happens also to be, most of the time, at least for women, they accept Shabbos as they do that mitzvah of having Kavod Shabbos, of having light. They're two separate things, but it makes sense to put them together. You could divorce them by saying, I'm going to light candles and fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, the mitzvah of Rabbanan, to have Shabbos candles, But I don't want to accept Shabbos for myself. Yes, you should have somebody have you in mind for candle lighting, and have in mind that your own Shabbos acceptance will be based on your own schedule. They're fulfilling your mitzvah d'rabbanan of lighting Shabbos candles where you are for Shabbos. Yes. I'll talk about that afterwards. Okay. Good question. Okay. I'll add one point that's an interesting line about making early Shabbos in general, but at least making, you know, accepting Shabbos a little bit early. The Aruch HaShulchan, who was, you know, the main posek 100 years ago before the Mishnah Brura became famous, the Aruch HaShulchan, 150, 120 years ago, writes that it's so important that shuls should schedule Mariv before Shabbos actually starts. Because people usually assume that Shabbos starts when it's Mariv time. And if people assume that, and Mariv is going to be a few minutes once it's already Shabbos, then people, God will, God forbid, might come to be Mechal Shabbos. Listen to what he says. Scared me, because I'm a rabbi. V'chov kadosh, it's a holy responsibility, al harav, on the rabbi of the shul, the hayireim, shabir, the fear, you know, God-fearing people in the city, to make sure that the minyan in your shul is before dark, in order to be moneh chil Shabbos Kodesh. So it's just important to realize that when you're playing with, you know, when Shabbos starts, it's important to realize you're playing with fire. Like, I always try to tell myself never to go, you know, I try not to, you know, certainly 1 minute, no way. 2 minutes, even a few minutes before Shabbos, stay away. Just stay away. Besides the fact that there's a mitzvah that say the Araisa that we learned 15 minutes ago to actually accept Shabbos early. But aside from that, your clock could be off a minute. The calendar that you looked at could be off by a minute. Other things, who knows what else could happen. You might take an extra 30 seconds more than you think. Don't get close. Don't play with fire. Stay a few minutes away, a good few minutes away from Shabbos. Aside from having the kavanah that now you realize that you want to have the mitzvah d'oraisa to Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, that was more introduction about just adding on to Shabbos without really getting to the early Shabbos. Now let me tell you a story in the Gemara where we're going to get into the regular early Shabbos. Yes?
Why isn't there any mitzvah that the more you add, the better
it is? Is there a mitzvah that the more you add, the better it is? It's sort of like, that's what I was thinking on Pesach. Pesach is a mitzvah to enjoy Oneg Yontif, right? So if I have triples for dessert, does that make me more religious than, let's say, my sister who only had doubles? I don't have a sister, but theoretically. So does that make me a better Jew because I had more chocolate than everybody else in my family? Does anyone have chocolate-covered orange peels on Pesach?
Orange peels?
So chocolate-covered orange peels are one of those love-hate things. You either hate them or you love them. So it's very convenient because in my family there are some people who don't like them, Baruch Hashem. Which leaves more for me. So I was Yotzei, I was very frum, and I was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Oneg Yontif Lemahadrin. I have a lot of chocolate-covered orange peels. You're asking if I accept Shabbos very early, does that make me frummer? I will tell you one thing. Avoiding malacha, if you want the most chomerdika thing that I could ever tell you, that you could ever hear, that line would be, avoid doing malacha half an hour before Shabbos. If you do that, you'll fulfill any and every possible opinion that ever was uttered in the history of Torah. If you're looking for chumras.
Well, like, but growing up, my mom never, for some reason, she always lit, like, before 18 minutes. Like, you don't.
Great.
And when I would, like, be there, like.
That's fabulous.
And I wasn't anywhere close to Shkia, she would be like, no.
So your mom is frumer than you?
Yes.
She's more careful about Tosefes Shabbos, and there are some of. Right, so you're the more pragmatic one, she's a firmer one. Again, those minutes are available, but there are opinions that say that you should add, let's say, 15 minutes, 18 minutes. So she fulfilled those opinions, you didn't. I don't most of the time. If you can, that's great. If you have curly hair and you need to do your curling iron, it takes longer, so that's life. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's a shame they don't get that. Okay, so the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin, tells us the following story. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Tzali is Aramaic for, does anyone know? Tzadi, Lamed, Yud. Tzali. Anyone? What? Tzali means daven. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos. He davened for Shabbos. He davened his Friday night tefillah when? Be'erev Shabbos. Friday afternoon. That one line is the source for making early Shabbos. He davened Maariv for Shabbos when? Be'erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. That's where the story begins. And that's where we get the, obviously, if you're davening the Friday night Maariv on Friday afternoon, that means you're accepting Shabbos on Friday afternoon. And this is the source in Shas that you can accept Shabbos on Friday afternoon, of course, as early as how early? As Plak HaMidchosh, we'll see why in a moment. Before we get to talk about what Rav was doing when he accepted Shabbos, we have to answer a very important question that is a big problem in America. In Israel, they're a little more careful about it, but for some reason in America, shuls are, I don't know, and I don't have a good reason why, but if there's one halacha that shuls actually, I'm scared to say the word violate, but violate, it's the following halacha. And all the shuls and upstanding shuls with Rabban Amar Tamidei Chachamim and B'nai Torah and Yirei Shamayim, and we all go to those shuls across the board. That's the minhag of America, and I don't know why. It is a problematic minhag. Shuls like to daven mincha Friday afternoon at 7 p.m. Right? They make early Shabbos at 7 p.m. That sounds great. You're making early Shabbos. This Tosefes Shabbos, I'm a kaima mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa of adding on to Shabbos. That sounds beautiful. The problem is they daven mincha at 7 o'clock, and Kabbalah Shabbos starts at 7:15, and Maariv's about 7:30. Let me tell you a short story. It's actually not a story. It's a halacha, a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah talks about how late you could daven mincha. So if I would ask you, all of you are well aware, finding those little special places at work and on the train and in the hallways, until what time could you daven mincha? Until Shkia. And what could you start doing after Shkia? You start davening Maariv after Shkia. That's because you guys follow the Shita, the opinion of Rabbanan in the Mishnah, the Shita of Chachamim. There's an opposing opinion, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you got it all mixed up. Until what time could you daven mincha? Until Plag HaMincha, 4:45, again on a 6 to 6 day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day, an hour and a quarter before Shkia, that's 4:45 p.m. That's the end of Mincha time. And from that time onwards, you're allowed to daven Maariv. Those are two opinions. Again, what we follow usually when we daven Mincha is we daven Mincha till Shkia, and after Shkia we daven Maarivs. Rabbi Yehuda, though, this other opinion says, until Minchas until 4:45, and starting 4:45 and on, then we start with Maariv. That's what the Mishnah says. Comes the Gemara and says, hey, Rav davened Maariv early. You remember I just told you about a minute and a half ago that Rav davened Friday night Maariv on Friday afternoon? How could he do that? How could you daven Maariv before Shkia? It must be, says the Gemara, that he holds like whom? He must hold like Rav Yehuda. So he davened Maariv when? Late Friday afternoon after 4:45, let's say 4:46, he davened Maariv. So he davened Friday night Maariv when it was the afternoon, which is, let's say 4:46, 4:47, 4:48, 4:49, 4:50. Well, it was still nighttime enough that we could consider it nighttime. The Gemara there goes back and forth how we actually have to follow in terms of what's the last cutoff point for Mincha. We're going to see why this will be important in a moment. The Gemara's conclusion is very unusual. The Gemara does not say you have to do like this. It does not say you have to do like this. But the Gemara says, do however you want. Follow however you want. You could choose for yourself how you want your day to end. Do you want your day to end at 4:45? And you could daven mincha till then and then start Maariv? Or you could choose to end your day at 6 o'clock and you'll get your mincha till 6 o'clock and then start your Maariv. However, that's what the Gemara says. You could choose whatever you want. And the Shulchan Aruch says that that's correct. You could choose whatever you want, either one. There's one condition. You always have to be consistent. So for all of us in this room, I'm assuming, we all daven mincha till shkia, till 6 p.m., after which we'll daven Maariv. So now we get to the big problem. How come on Friday nights, when I make an early Shabbos, at 7 p.m., I'm davening mincha at 7 o'clock? Kabbal Shabbos takes 15 minutes. Let's say it's now 7 until 7:15 is mincha. 7:15 to 7:30 is Kabbal Shabbos. 7:30, I'm starting... Wait, no, that didn't work with the times. I'm sorry. Let's try that again. Give me a minute. How... Let's say during the summer, Shkia is at 8 o'clock. Shkia is at 8 o'clock. So when am I supposed to start davening Maariv? As early as 8 o'clock, not before 8 o'clock. I could daven Mincha till 8 o'clock. Again, assuming Shkia during June is 8 o'clock. So I should be davening Mincha till 8, then I start Maariv. How come my early Shabbos minyan starts at 7 o'clock and I get to Maariv at 7:25, 7:30? I'm davening Maariv before I'm allowed to. That's a real problem. I'm not allowed to daven Maariv while it's still daytime. That's only half the problem. The other half of the problem is, let's assume I'm going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Or let's assume even today, L'chavit Shabbos, I'm going to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning normally when do I start my nights at 6 o'clock? I go till, again, 6 to 6 day. I go till Shkia for davening Mincha. Then Friday afternoon I want to make an early Shabbos. So I'm going to have to daven Maariv when? Well, before Shkia, add plug. Now, I wish I had a blackboard, because it's going to be a little bit hard to do without a blackboard. But I'm going to daven Mincha. When do I have to daven Mincha? If I want to daven Maariv early, if I want to daven Maariv early, before Shkia, so when do I have to daven Mincha? Before plug. So let's say plug is at 4:45. That means I have to daven mincha at 4:35. Plug will happen at 4:45. After plug, then I could first start davening Maariv. But if I just do everything all together at, I don't know, 5:30, we'll have an early Shabbos at 5:30. So I'm davening mincha at 5:30. Who is that like? Is that like Rabbi Yehuda? Right, the ultimate situation will be that I'm mixing everybody together. The problem is that Mincha, I'm davening after Rabbi Yehuda allows me to daven. He says I can only daven Mincha till plug. And I'm davening Maariv before Shkia, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm davening Mincha late like Chacham, and I'm davening Maariv early like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm mixing and matching. That's not good. I mean, it's good when you're like building a wardrobe ensemble. It's less good when you're davening Mincha and Maariv. What up here? Yeah, you said that very well. Meaning, if we look right now, let's take that time period. Let's say we look at 5 p.m. Again, plag mincha is 4:45, and 6 o'clock is shkia. Let's talk about 5 p.m. now. What is 5 p.m.? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the day ends at 4:45, 5 p.m. is nighttime. So what should I do according to Rabbi Yehuda? I should daven Maariv. Could I daven mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda? No, mincha ended earlier. Now let's look at that same moment at 5 p.m. It's still an hour before shkia. According to Chachamim, the other opinion. So what could I be davening now? Mincha. So you want to daven Mincha and Maariv at 5 p.m. when it's day according to one and yet you're davening Maariv, and it's night according to the other, and you're davening Mincha. So you get very messed up with the straight calendar, the shul calendar that just says Mincha all summer long is at 7 o'clock. What we do here in YU is we solve that problem. Hold on. What we do here in YU and many other a few other shuls in America and in Eretz Yisrael, everyone's very careful about this, is we set up our calendar, our shul calendar, that Mincha on an early Shabbos starts 10 minutes before Plag. So that means we're going like whom? We're going like Rabbi Yehuda across the board. Plag is the switch off. Before Plag is day, after Plag is night, 4:35 will be Mincha, 4:45 is Plag, now Maariv will be after that. That's how, but the problem with that is that every week, Plag is different. And that means every week of the summer, you're going to have a different time for the early Shabbos, and that's very inconvenient for people who want to make a shul schedule. So therefore, shuls do it at 7, but it halachically is problematic. Yes? It's a problem with davening Maariv.
It's just a problem with davening Maariv, so it would be fine to daven Maariv after.
As long as Mincha was before Plag, which...
Which it wasn't, that's what I'm asking.
It wasn't, so it is still a problem.
Mincha was, but Maariv was after Shkia.
Maariv was after Shkia and Mincha was before Shkia?
Yeah.
So even that's okay, that's not early Shabbos, that's regular Shabbos.
Even though Kabbalah Shabbos was before Kippur.
That's fine. That's fine, because then you're just going entirely like Chachamim. Mincha is before Shkia, and Maariv is after Shkia. But when it gets in June, that won't help you. It will be too late to do that. Yes?
So, I don't know if I missed this, but even if you solve that problem, why is it okay to follow Plag and Mincha on Erev Shabbos when the rest of the week you're using Shkia?
That's a good question. I didn't really answer the question, but it's a good question, and the Achronim asked that question. How come if I normally am a Jew who davens Mincha till 6 o'clock like all of us, I daven Mincha till Shkia, how come all of a sudden Friday afternoon I switch... I don't hold like Chachamim anymore who say 6 o'clock is a cutoff. I all of a sudden hold like Rabbi Yehuda because I want to take early Shabbos. And I want to let Plag HaMincha be the cutoff. How come I could switch all of a sudden? Today I'm switching to Rabbi Yehuda. It's like most of the time I'm Ashkenazi. But for Pesach, I like being Sephardi. I like rice. I like my sushi. What's Pesach without sushi? So you can't do that. So if all year long we follow Chachamim and 6 o'clock we daven Mincha till Shkia, how come Erev Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham gives one answer that for Chavad Shabbos, you're allowed to switch. For Chavad Shabbos, you're allowed to switch. Other answers are given, not for right now, but there are about two other answers that the Achronim give. Yes? Oh, if they do it regularly, yes. Out of town, very out of town. I'm talking very out of town. If there's a very small town. Right. So if you're very out of town, like out of town where the only people that come to shul are people who are like retired senior citizens, and if you have Maariv in this town at, 8:30 when it's actually Shkia during the summer months, people won't come to shul. It's dangerous for them to come to shul. So during the summer months, they want to have Maariv when it's Mincha and Maariv when it's light out. They could always follow, not like you and I. We're late people. We like davening till Mincha till Shkia. We like having as much time as we can. But in that town, they want to be Rav Yehuda people. They always want a day to end at Plag, so they'll always be able to have Mincha right before Plag and Maariv right after Plag when it's still broad daylight. A little more than an hour before nighttime, before sunset, still broad daylight. So they always will follow Rav Yehuda. That's what you're referring to. That kind of... So they, for 6 months, for three, four months, that's... Yeah, I think that's okay. I haven't seen it in writing, but it sounds fine to me. It sounds fine to me. Let's finish off for tonight. We'll have a lot of... We have some more things to talk about next week with one very simple question. We said that we could... Excuse me. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh B'dvaro. We said Rav Tzali, Rav Davin Shal Shabbos, Shabbos Marev Be'erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. Great, so you could daven early. But could you have your meal before Shabbos? Could you have your Friday night meal while it's still daylight on Friday? Does that happen when we make early Shabbos? Sometimes the point is to get home by dark. But what happens if you get home and it's broad daylight? Could you fulfill your mitzvah then? Do you have to eat a little bit after nightfall? Could you make Kiddush while it's Friday? Do you have to make Kiddush once it's Shabbos? Maybe you'll have a daven early, but Kiddush has to be balayla. We know that by Pesach, by Sukkot, Sfiras HaOmer, it has to be after Shkia. Sukkot, we have to sit only, but only at night. Can't do the first night of Sukkot, can't eat early. First night of Pesach, I'm sure you remember that your siblings, parents, fathers, whoever it was, came home from shul. It was very dark. It was after Laila, because that's the halacha. Has to be Balayla. Maybe Kiddush every Friday night also has to be Balayla. The answer is that the Gemara continues. Right after it says that Rav Davin shall Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, the next line asks of that Gemara in Brachas Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The question I'm asking you, Omer Kedusha al Hakos, could you say Kedusha Kiddush on a cup of wine? Meaning when it's still that same daytime, Friday afternoon, O Eino Omer Kedusha al Hakos. So you cannot say Kiddush yet because it's still daylight. Gemara says, come and listen. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. You can not only daven on Friday afternoon, you could even make Kiddush. And that's the halacha. And that is exactly how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that you can accept early Shabbos. Once it's Plag HaMincha, you can light candles from Plag HaMincha, and daven Maariv from Plag HaMincha, and eat your meal from Plag HaMincha. Make your Kiddush, eat your meal from Plag HaMincha. That's where your meal has to be. Life, however, is not so simple. There is an opinion. The Maharshal is of this opinion. The Maharshal is actually lives in an interesting time period. The reason why it's interesting is because we usually divide the history line, the Jewish history line of Rishonim versus Achronim based on where they are before or after the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch lived in the year 1500. The Ramah lived a few years, basically overlapped, 1520, 30, something like that. And before him were the Rishonim, after them were the Achronim. Basically, that's a basic, you know, outline. And the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, of course, wrote for Sephardim. The Ramah added his glosses, his Hagahos for Ashkenazim. There was one big, big, big name. The biggest name in Ashkenazic Jewry, who happened to live at the same time as the Ramah, and therefore he had a lot of positions that he was entitled to argue with the Ramah, and he did argue with the Ramah all over, but they didn't get into the Shulchan Aruch only because he lived at the same time that the Ramah was writing his version of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Maharshal. If you learn Shulchan Aruch, you'll find that the Maharshal argues with the Ramah all the time. How could you argue with Ramah? What do you mean? We follow Ashkenazi and follow Ramah. Well, yeah, he was also an Ashkenazi. He lived at the same time as the Ramah. He's entitled to argue. So, the Maharshal, who is one of the main Ashkenazi poskim, and again, who lived in that 1500s period, says that you're not allowed to eat your Seuda until nightfall. Oh, but I just said an explicit Gemara that you're allowed to make Kiddush? Yeah, Kiddush you're allowed to make early. But your Seuda has to be Balayla. Why would your Seuda have to be Balayla? Well, what's the source that you have to have Shalosh Seudos, or in English, three meals on Shabbos? What's the source that you have to have three meals on Shabbos? Anyone know? What's the source that you have to have three meals on Shabbos? What? Something three times? Something three times. The Rangers made it to the Stanley Cup three times in the... What? What happened three times? Yes. Ichluhu hayom. Regarding the man, it says, Ichluhu hayom. Kishabas hayom. Hayom lo temtsu basadeh. Something like that. It says the word yom three times. Yom referring to? Presumably Shabbos. So it says the word yom, so that means you have to have three meals on the yom. So don't tell me you could have your first meal if it's not yom yet. That could be the logic of the Maharshal. How could you say you're going to have a meal before Shabbos starts, before it's really Shabbos. Okay, you accepted Shabbos early, and it was a nice mitzvah daraisa of adding extra time on Shabbos, and you could daven Maariv early. That's beautiful. But the pasuk in the Torah itself says, Ichlu hayom, eat on this day, three times, on this day, on this day, on that day, and it's not that day. So don't tell me you could eat the meal itself. Maybe it has to be eaten on Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Marashal. So yes, you could daven early, you could make Kiddush early, but the Marashal says that you actually have to have your meal after nightfall on Friday night, which is not going to be so convenient for us because that's not what we do. Because a lot of times people, families, try to make early Shabbos so that their kids could be up for the meal, which itself is usually not when it's night. That's why they're making early Shabbos. So there are other opinions. The Sefer Chassidim writes that as long as your meal ends during the nighttime, you're okay. You could start your meal while it's broad daylight. You could eat the majority of your meal during broad daylight. As long as the Gemar HaSe'uda is Balayla, that's sufficient. That's reasonable. That's reasonable. We could accept Shabbos an hour and a half early. We start our meal while it's, you know, 40, a good half hour, 40 minutes before Shkia. We eat a good amount of it, and, you know, we have, you know, the end of the meal. We have dessert, or we have, you know, finishing up, you know, the last bites of chicken and kugel, and it's got dark. That's very reasonable. However, what I would suggest to you is something different than all of those opinions. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah suggest that this is the right thing to do, and this is something that you actually do have to, you could all do when you guys make your own your early Shabbosim. It just requires a little bit of thought and a little bit of self-control. The Magen Avraham, who's a classical Acharon on the Shulchan Aruch, brings the Shla. And he says that you should have a kezayis of challah after nightfall. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests as the lechatchila mode of operation. So, make kiddush as early as you want. Of course, you have to plug. Have your entree and your soup and your kugel and your chicken. Of course, you washed at the beginning of the meal. You had a little bit of challah. But make sure you leave room in your stomach that you'll be able to have a kezayis of challah. Kezayis is not so big. I can't say a piece of challah because everyone cuts it differently. But a kezayis is not so big. Kezayis is the size of a 1 ounce shot glass. Okay, picture, you know, those small schnapps glasses, the small ones, not the bigger ones. 1 ounce shot glass, that's a kezayis. Have that size of bread. I mean, not fluffy, if it's fluffy, it has to be compressed a little bit. But have that size of challah after nightfall. So that's also that we could do. Again, you have to just make sure you think, you don't, usually we like having our challah at the beginning of the meal because that's when there's no food on the table yet and you're very most hungry, so you end up eating like 3 pieces of challah. And by the time the end of the meal, you certainly don't want to have any challah. So you have to, you know, do some portion control and self-control so that you'll be able to have a little bit of challah at the end of the meal. That is lechatchila. It's not Mikra Hadin. Mikra Hadin is probably okay to finish your meal even while it is daytime, but ideally, lechatchila, that is a wise thing to do. I'll end with a question. I'll end with a question. There's a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every night of the year, right? And presumably, associated with that, there's a mitzvah to come to Rabban to say Birchas Kriya Shema. That's the first part of Maariv, the brachas that's around Kriya Shema. There's a whole discussion in the poskim if you're supposed to say those brachos of Kriya Shema if you happen to be saying Kriya Shema, when you're not even fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So let's say I make early Shabbos. I do it the right way. Mincha was before Plag HaMincha. Maariv is after Plag HaMincha. I'm following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Plag HaMincha splits. So Mincha was before, Maariv is after, everything's great. It's still not nighttime yet. So I'm allowed to accept Shabbos early, and that's great, and that's wonderful, and I daven the early Maariv. But I said Shema during broad daylight. I said Shema during broad daylight. Did I fulfill my mitzvah of Kriya Shema? No. Okay, so I'm going to recite Kriya Shema later. I, a man who's obligated to. You might not be, because you're not obligated to say Kriya Shema every night. I am. And therefore, for me, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, And therefore, there are some people who say, I shouldn't even say the brachas of Kriya Shema when I davened that Mariv on my early Shabbos Shul Minyan. So because of that and some other problems, there's a different model, and I'll just tell you, this model, it sounds very creative. It sounds cute, and there actually are some shuls, some people who do this. I remember when I was in Lakewood, a lot of people do this, and in Yerushalayim, a lot of people do this. Listen to this. It's a solution to be able to daven Maariv late, but yet have your kids up for the meal early. What is that? Daven early mincha. Let's say here, like here in Yeshiva, they have a mincha at 1:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2 o'clock, whatever it is. They have a mincha gedolim, an early mincha minyan. In your house, plag ha-mincha comes. So you know what you should do? Accept Shabbos. Accept Shabbos. You could even say Kabbalah Shabbos in your house. There's no, you don't need a minyan for Kabbalah Shabbos. You could sing l'chadodi as a family. Halachically, there's no problem with that. There's no din that it has to be in a shul with a minyan, nothing at all. You miss a kaddish or two, that's true. So in your house, you lit candles after plag, you recited among yourselves Kabbalah Shabbos after plag. Now you know what you could do? Sit down as a family, make kiddush, have your entire Shabbos meal, put the kids to sleep, and then the man of the house could go, or the woman of the house, the man could put the kids to sleep, and the woman of the house could go to shul, or whoever wants to go to shul for Maariv, to the late Maariv in town. The regular late, you know, the regular Bizman Maariv that's late, and then go to Daven Maariv then. And that Maariv is probably like 20 minutes, 25 minutes after Shkia. So you could even have a little bit of challah after, you know, after nightfall. That's a model. It's a different kind of model that we're familiar with of early Shabbos. It's practiced in some places. And maybe next week we'll talk about advantages and disadvantages. And next week we're also going to talk about, I think the most important question is the rest of the family obligated to follow the lead of the father? If the father makes early Shabbos, does that bind his family when he makes early Shabbos? We're also going to talk about what happens if you go to a bungalow colony which accepts early Shabbos and you get there a little later than that. What do you do? So that'll be for next week.
I have a question.
Yes.